Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Quiet: The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking by Susan Cain is a groundbreaking exploration of introversion in a culture that often seems biased towards extroverts. Published in 2012, this book challenges societal norms that prioritize outgoingness, speaking up, and being social as the only path to success and happiness. Cain argues that introverts, with their unique qualities and capabilities, play an indispensable role in various aspects of life and work. Drawing from research in psychology and neurobiology, along with numerous interviews and personal anecdotes, Quiet illuminates the strengths and challenges of being an introvert in today's fast-paced, extrovert-oriented world. It's a compelling read for introverts seeking validation, extroverts aiming to understand their quieter counterparts, and anyone interested in personal development or social dynamics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the extrovert ideal. Susan Cain begins Quiet by discussing the extrovert ideal, the widespread belief in Western culture that being social, outgoing, and comfortable in the spotlight is the best way to be. This section delves into how schools, workplaces, and even social activities are designed around extroverted behaviors, often leaving introverts feeling out of place. Cain explores the historical roots of this ideal, showing how industrialization and the rise of a sales culture amplified the value placed on charismatic, assertive personalities. She argues that this bias towards extroversion overlooks the profound contributions introverts make, from their tendency towards creativity and deep thought to their skill in listening and leading in a more inclusive manner. Secondly, the biology of introversion. Cain delves into the neurobiological underpinnings of introversion, offering readers a fascinating look at how genetics and environment shape our tendencies towards introversion or extroversion. Focusing on research studies and expert interviews, this section highlights how introverts' brains process information differently, often leading to heightened sensitivity to stimuli and a preference for quiet, minimally stimulating environments. Cain employs the scientific foundation to help readers understand that introversion and extroversion are not mere personality choices, but deeply rooted aspects of human identity. This biological perspective empowers introverts to embrace their natural inclinations and recognize the strengths inherent in their thoughtful, introspective approach to life. Thirdly, introverts in the workplace. In this section, Cain examines the role of introverts in professional settings, arguing against the common misconception that leadership and creativity are the sole domains of the extroverted. Drawing from real-life examples and studies, she illustrates how introverts bring unique strengths to the workplace, such as the capacity for deep focus, strategic thinking, and empathetic leadership. Cain also discusses how modern office designs and team-based work culture can inadvertently stifle introvert productivity and suggest strategies for creating more inclusive environments that leverage the talents of both introverts and extroverts. She makes a compelling case for reevaluating how businesses measure potential and success, advocating for a broader appreciation of diverse work styles and contributions. Fourthly, introverts in relationships and social life. Cain explores the dynamics of introversion within personal relationships and social contexts. She addresses the challenges introverts face in navigating a world that celebrates extroversion, from feeling pressured to engage in social activities that drain them to struggling with societal expectations of constant sociability. This section offers insightful strategies for introverts to achieve fulfilling relationships and a satisfying social life without compromising their true selves. Cain emphasizes the importance of understanding and respecting individual needs, boundaries, and preferences, encouraging introverts to communicate openly about their requirements for alone time and engagement with others. Additionally, she provides tips for extroverts on how to connect deeply with the introverts in their lives, fostering mutual respect and understanding. Lastly, empowering introverts, the final section of Quiet focuses on empowering introverts to embrace their identity and leverage their strengths. Cain advocates for a cultural shift that recognizes and values the contributions of introverts, suggesting practical steps individuals and organizations can take to create more balanced, inclusive societies. She encourages introverts to find their passions, pursue them with confidence, and seek out roles and environments where their natural traits can shine. By sharing success stories of introverted leaders, creatives, and innovators, Kane inspires readers to challenge the extrovert ideal and redefine success on their terms. This empowering conclusion urges everyone, regardless of where they fall on the introvert-extrovert spectrum, to appreciate the diversity of human personality and the unique gifts each person brings to the world. In conclusion, Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking is a crucial read for introverts seeking affirmation, extroverts aiming to understand their introverted peers, and leaders desiring to cultivate inclusive, effective teams. Susan Cain provides a persuasive argument for reevaluating societal biases towards extroversion, backed by robust research and compelling personal narratives. By identifying the unique strengths of introverts and advocating for environments where these attributes are recognized and nurtured, Cain's work enhances our understanding of human diversity and potential. The book offers actionable insights for individuals and organizations alike, making it an essential resource for anyone interested in personal development, workplace dynamics, or social change. Ultimately, Quiet champions the power and potential of introverts in a world that can greatly benefit from their quiet influence. If you would like to support Susan Cain, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.